Début du dialogue 2.
Do you ever read the column in the New York Times by Ross Douthat?
Yes, occasionally. He's a bit too conservative for me, though.
He wrote a column recently about the falling American birth rate. He pointed out that in 2011, the US birth rate fell to its lowest level ever. According to him, this jeopardizes America's role as a world power. He says that up till now, the US has kept the lead because he argues we have more babies than the competition.
That's not an original idea. Today's babies are tomorrow's taxpayers and workers and entrepreneurs. But from an ecological perspective, some people believe it's unethical to have children at all, with world population growth surpassing the Earth's resources. The US could just increase its population by increasing immigration.
True, and recent immigrants tend to have more children. That was the case for Hispanic immigrants to the US until now. Douthat is afraid that we'll become like Japan, where the birth rate has plummeted.
So he wants Americans to have more babies?
Yes, and though he admits there are economic factors involved, he regrets the fact that people have become focused on their present comforts, rather than on making the kinds of sacrifices that parents have always made for the future. He actually uses the term decadence. You can imagine the reactions he got.
Once a social conservative, always a social conservative.
Women in particular asked him how many children he has. One woman commented online that the argument about selfish people not having lots of kids always seems like code for why don't women give up their selfish desire for a career in order to become breeding machines?
She has a point.
Lots of people also commented that if the US had family-friendly policies, that would encourage people to have more children. In fact, Douthat admitted in his article that there might be good economic reasons that account for Americans having fewer babies than the French or the British, for the first time in recent memory.
When you read about what's being done in countries like Sweden and France, through the tax code and subsidised parental leave and daycare, you can see that in the US there's a lot of room for progress. And then there's the cost of a college education. What a weight on parents and young people in the United States.
As part of this cultural shift he's denouncing, Douthat mentions that the American idea of romance and marriage is becoming less and less child-oriented. In 1990, 65% of Americans told opinion polls that children were very important to a successful marriage. In 2007, only 41% agreed. That's quite a drop.
Just don't use the word decadence, huh?
That's pretty much what Douthat himself says in the title of his following article. But then he goes on to insist that decadence was the right word for it. Let me read you a few lines. Is replacement level fertility really so much to ask, morally speaking, of people graced with wealth and entertainments and diversions beyond the dreams of any previous generation?
When couples decide how many children to have, or whether to have any children at all, I don't think many of them think of the sacrifices previous generations made.
Well, Douthat thinks they should, and he also suggests that a modern culture that celebrated the moral aspect of child-rearing might in fact end up serving certain feminist ends, rather than undermining them. Such a culture might make public policy more friendly to work-life balance and put more pressure on men to be involved fathers.
Some members of the Republican Party seem to think that child-friendly and family-friendly policies would require socialist spending levels, handouts, to people who take advantage of their welfare system.
I liked this statement by one of Douthat's readers, a woman from Ohio. Children are expensive, and when you live in a country that worships the fetus, but not so much the born child or its mother, and makes things like healthcare, decent housing and daycare so astronomically expensive for a working class family, people are not going to reproduce.
Fin du dialogue 2.